Attention. You're listening to The Daily Dose. The active ingredient in this program is common sense, which has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism. Be advised that listening may cause you to lean to the right.
Antonin Scalia was a great American, and he will be greatly missed. He was a man of principle, sound logic, and an overwhelmingly powerful intellect. I had the great opportunity of watching him during oral arguments at the Supreme Court in 1999. I don't remember the exact case, but I can still picture it all in my mind quite vividly. It's the only time I can ever remember actually feeling pity for an attorney. The attorney started his argument before the High Court, and no more than 10 seconds into his opening statements, Justice Scalia grew impatient and wanted to get to the heart of the matter. So he started peppering him with questions, one after another. Even as a 21-year-old college student, I could tell the attorney was far outmatched and outgunned by Scalia. It was an impressive line of quick-witted, succinct, crucial questions. He was a giant among his peers, especially those with a far-left interpretation of the Constitution and U.S. law. Scalia took a different view, one that sought to understand the static view of the Constitution. In other words, the Constitution is not a living document, but rather a legal one. It says certain things and not others. It means what it was intended to mean, when it was written, and it serves as a bedrock upon which our society stands. Scalia understood that while society evolves, the fundamental truths and bedrock of our government found in the Constitution does not. Constitutional principles should be applied according to the original meaning it would have had when written, not upon what we want it to say today. And if the Constitution is silent on a specific topic, it's not up for the court to create out of whole cloth legislation from the bench. That is the role of Congress, or better yet, it's often the right retained by the individual states and the people. We need more like Antonin Scalia on the Supreme Court. The law is the law, and it should be treated as a bedrock, not as something left up to a group of oligarchs in black robes. America became the greatest nation on earth because of the ideas she was built upon, and those ideas are found in the Constitution. Changing those ideas is a dangerous game. Supreme Court justices take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. If that Constitution means nothing, or better yet, anything, what exactly are they swearing to protect? Their personal viewpoint? Seems a little odd, right? We owe Antonin Scalia a great deal of gratitude for his role in protecting and defending this constitutional republic. He was a great man, and he will be greatly missed. And our nation's very survival depends greatly upon finding a like-minded man or woman to fill the huge void left by Antonin Scalia.
Thank you for listening. To further boost your immunity, join Todd for his full-length program called The Antidote to Liberalism, available on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and our website, theantidotetoliberalism.com. Or connect with Todd directly on Twitter at Common Sense Gear, or by email, Todd at theantidotetoliberalism.com.